Joining us right now, the star from the song Alan Powell. Alan, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
You are more than welcome. I got to tell you, I saw this movie last night. You are fantastic.
Very kind of you.
And Joseph cried.
I did. You know, I just told our listeners, and by the way, this is Alan singing the song from the song. It's called Awaken Love. And we'll play a little more of it from it later. But yes, I cried. I gave the song a breakthrough, which basically means it is one of my favorite movies of 2014.
Wow, that's incredible. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, absolutely. You're completely deserving of it. And, you know, we both agree that your performance...
Fantastic.
All of you in this movie, both you and Allie and Caitlin, you know, wonderful performances, so beautiful. And, you know, this is your debut feature, isn't it, as an actor?
That's true, yeah. I never worked before this.
And is that something that you wanted to do? Because our listeners, they might know you from Anthem Lights. You're a musician from Anthem Lights. But is this something that you wanted to transition into?
I've always loved film. Matter of fact, it's the medium that moves me the most, personally. And so the opportunity to be a part of a story like this is something I've always wanted to do and look forward to continue to do it.
Wow. And what was it about this movie that you said that, you know, this is the one. This is the one that I want to make sure that I break out. And you definitely broke out, by the way.
Well, I felt like I understood Jed, right? I mean, he's a musician. I'm a musician myself. I don't know what it's like to be gone more often than you want to, and quite honestly, even sometimes more often than you should, and the strain that can put on your marriage and how it doesn't allow you to be with your kids as much as you should. So I understood all of that.
Absolutely.
And Alan, let me ask you, is there any similarities or differences between yourself and Jed King, other than what you just said?
Well, other than what I just said, those are pretty strong. You know, he has a passion for music, and I mean, his dad he's kind of living in his dad's shadow a little bit. My dad is a pastor even to this day, so I understand what it's like to, you know, kind of be grown up in that way. People are watching you to see what you do in comparison to your dad or his work or whatnot. So I understand that as well.
Yeah, because some of the theme was, you know, everything is meaningless in life, and there were some really nice philosophies, some religious overtones, of course, from, I think it was King David. How do you see that? You know, everything's meaningless. I always thought that everything's meaningless except what you give meaning in a really good ethical way.
Well, you know, I'm just thinking out of Ecclesiastes and even Proverbs, for that matter. If you get the wisest man in the world, as God grants him wisdom, and really what it does seemingly is allow some perspective on anything of this world. You know, we kind of, I feel like we forget, it seems to me that when he's saying everything is meaningless under the sun, essentially what he's saying is everything is meaningless here. You know, if it's all fleeting, it's all futile, it's certainly all temporary, and we need to remember that there are things that are eternal, and those are some things that we need to make sure that we keep perspective on as we go through this life.
Absolutely, Alan, and you know, especially the song from the film "Chasing After Wind." After I heard that, that song alone touched me so much that, you know, I've been thinking ever since I saw the film that you know, a lot of the things that I'm worried about, that I'm stressed about. I mean, you know, if I can get a guest for the show, if you know, if I'm going to be a part of this society or whatever, if I'm going to be able to make some event, it all doesn't matter at the end of the day. So I shouldn't be all stressed out about it, and just, you know, I think that kind of stuff just brings us a lot more peace in addition to, you know, everything else that it does.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, and you know, and I think that, you know, people should look when they see this film and relate it to their own lives. You know, just the words "everything is meaningless," like you said, Alan, just at this level, at the earth level, but also it doesn't mean to give up your passion. I mean, you still do what you can to serve others and be your best at all times. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that we have our passions are there for a reason. And I really feel that they're given to us. I mean, that's why it's so interesting to me that we're each involved and we're each passionate about, you know, such different things. And certainly some of us share similarities, but you've got people who are crazy good at things that I just do not understand, you know, at all. And I think that those are God-given gifts, really. Not just talents, but the ability to be excited about something is a beautiful thing.
You know, and Alan, another impressive thing about this movie, everything was just fantastic about this movie, but the chemistry you had between the two lead actresses, Allie and Caitlin, let me ask you about that. Was there pretty much great chemistry? Well, first of all, did you know them before the film? And if not, how did this chemistry develop?
I did not know them. I think it's just good casting. I credit the filmmakers, and they saw a lot of actors for all of these roles, and found the ones that they thought could bring the story to life in the most realistic way. And chemistry is certainly a big part of those decisions. So I think they just had a good eye for it.
Yeah, and we said in our last segment that both actresses gave terrific performances. They're also so beautiful, and I mean, I love the tagline for the song. Even the wisest of men is a fool for love, and I identify with that so much. I mean, it's just like I fell in love with Allie Faulkner's character. I mean, I it's so easy for me to fall in love, and I know that that's not love, but are you a fool for love? Would you say that?
Well, I'm walking on the streets of New York City right now with my wife, and we've been together for 12 years and married for 9, and I still think she's the coolest thing in the world. So, I guess I certainly fit in that category as well. Yeah.
You know, what I like, what you just said, is that...
New York.
Yeah, well, not New York, but what you seem like that you're probably a great role model for kids, for adults. I mean, just the fact that you said that your wife is still the coolest thing after 12 years is a complete testimony to how you performed this in this movie, but also a real life example of greatness. I mean, I shouldn't say greatness, but someone to look up to, and you sort of lead the way for others to follow.
Well, it's very kind. I mean, as I mentioned, I've been a pastor's kid my whole life, so I do know what it's like for people to be watching you, whether negative or positive, and what you do with those eyes is totally up to you. So, and again, I'm not, I don't agree with you in that I'm a great role model or anything like that, or people are watching me, but this is part of the job, whether it's being a musician, which I've been able to be for a few years, or now, being an actor. I think that part of that is that people, for whatever reason, which is kind of interesting or odd to me, but people look at those positions as something to be looked up to. So you can't pretend like that doesn't exist, for sure. So I think you then, in a sense, have a responsibility to those people.
And then you go on to make quality films such as The Song, which I believe that we all can agree that The Song is a movie that it is a role model, something that people of all ages can look to. It is being called the sexiest Christian film of all time, or of the year, or whatever it is, and it is that, but it's safe, it is it's dramatic, but it's okay for everyone to watch, and I think that anyone of any age can get something out of this film. Wouldn't you agree?
I would. I had this conversation with the director the first time we were going to work on this film. I said, who's this for? We hadn't shot anything yet. What age range? And he said, I feel like if your pastor was doing a series on Song of Solomon, that we're really going to dive in and talk about what he's talking about, you'd probably say, you want to leave your kids in the children's church today, because we're going to talk about the things that Solomon talked about. And essentially, in Song of Solomon, that's sex and love and a beautiful relationship between a man and a woman. And Ecclesiastes are deep, meaningful things. And so you put those two things together, and I agree that anybody who is of age that can understand or begin to wrestle with those ideas, I think there's something for them here.
Absolutely, and I also think that it's important to note that The Song is not just a movie for Christians and religious audiences. It's got a beautiful love story in it.
Yeah.
And I believe that anyone will absolutely love this movie and take a lot out of it. I think perhaps that non-Christian viewers or people who don't recognize themselves as religious will get even more out of this movie just because of that.
I agree, too. I mean, you said it. I think it's just a beautiful love story. Anybody who enjoys a love story, or maybe is married to or is dating someone who enjoys a love story, I think there's something for you here.
Yeah,
it's a great movie to see, no doubt about it, young or old. And wise or not, you'll become much wiser after seeing this movie. There's no doubt. Hey, Alan, what's the future look like for you? I mean, this is such a breakthrough. I mean, your first performance this good. What have you heard from other people? I know it just came out, and or if not, what does it look like?
You know, we'll just have to see. First time I read this script and heard about this project, I was excited to help tell this story, and I look forward to other projects that I can be equally as excited about. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Great. Well, two final questions for you. Number one, I don't know if Anthem Lights came here to promote the song, or if you came here. Is Anthem Lights going to be coming to Phoenix anytime soon?
Good question. And to be honest with you, I'm so wrapped up in the song right now, I don't even know what my schedule looks like after this. We love Phoenix. We've been there. We'd love to come back. It's a beautiful city. And we are certainly going to carry on and continue to make a bunch of music. So terrific. Look forward to being out there again.
Terrific. And finally, as they said at the beginning of this interview, I cried. At the end of this movie. I don't want to reveal the scene, but I think that you know what I'm talking about. When you watch it, do you cry?
You know, it's a little difficult for me to watch, personally. It's difficult to get past the fact that it's you up there to really step outside and just see the story. I've been very impacted. I would say that I've been more impacted by other people's response to it than my personal response to the film, because, again, I just can't, you know, it's me. So, but that's really moved me and encouraged me a lot, is how other people have responded. For instance, yourself, that means a lot to me.
Well, fantastic performance, fantastic movie, no question about it. Again, thank you so much, Alan Powell, from The Song, a fantastic movie. Just came out yesterday.
One of the best of the year. Everyone go see it. It's a AMC Deer Valley, AMC Arrowhead.
Harkins. It's pretty good distribution.
Yeah.
Thank you so much again for calling in.
Thank you very much. Pleasure was mine.